This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Day one of Ramadan is over. The countdown is on, guys. I just wanted to share with you some thoughts, inshallah. Hopefully, Ya Rabbi, they will benefit you as they've benefited me as well. Now, it's very important that as you're starting this very blessed month, that you have a goal. And this goal must be a long-term goal, not a short-term goal. Meaning what? Meaning it's something that you can continue, inshallah, after Ramadan. Because basically, as we said in the past video, is that these 30 days is basically a training for your heart. And once you start that habit, inshallah, you can continue with it after Ramadan. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you, first off, write down your goal and put it up. Stick it somewhere where you can see it. Girls, I know you spend a lot of time in front of the mirror. Put it on the mirror. Put it somewhere where you're going to look 4 or 5 times a day. Guys, I don't know where, whether you're on the treadmill or on the door or whatever it is that you look at multiple times during the day, put that goal up and stay focused. A lot of distraction happens in Ramadan. We start very enthusiastic and we're going to finish the Quran I don't know how many times, and we're going to do the Taraweeh and the Sunan and this and that. But then after the first week, what happens? We're burnt out basically, and we're very tired because unfortunately a lot of us just jump into Ramadan without warming up before that. You can't go and join the Olympics without training for months and months, if not years, before that. What happens if you jump into the race and you're not ready? You get tired very quickly. So first of all, write your goal. Put it somewhere you can see it and make sure it's something that you can actually achieve, not something that you know is going to make you basically feel paralyzed. Meaning what? Don't overwhelm yourself with stuff that you know you're not going to be able to do. Put something that's realistic, but you can be consistent with, because it's better to be consistent with small things than just doing one big thing and then just going off and forgetting about it. The other thing I was listening to something, and it was really cool. It was saying that you can have worshiping as your goal. Basically, your goal should be trying to reconcile with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your means of reaching that goal is worshiping. So your ibadah cannot be the goal. The ibadah is a means of getting to your goal. You try to reconcile with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and work on one trait, one thing that you know that you're not good at, whether it's controlling your anger or maybe backbiting or maybe being very just tough with people, or maybe you're not very, whatever it is with relationships with people, whatever it is that you know you need fixing, work on that. Make that your goal. Take one thing and stick to it and try to really work on it. And through your worshiping, inshallah, Rabb, and that training every single day, say I was talking with some of my students and some of them said, you know, I'm going to really try to work on not being mean to others. You know, that person knows what they needed to work on, and mashallah, they're very honest with themselves, very proud of that person. And hopefully, Rabb, inshallah, with the Quran and with the ibadah and with the all different kinds of good things that we try to do during this month, inshallah, you can reach that goal by practicing. Maybe one day you will be mean, hopefully the second day you won't be, and so on and so forth, with whatever it is that you're working on, inshallah. The other thing I wanted to mention is that as you're going through the month, remember that you have to work on 3 things. It's not just about worshiping as well, because worshiping is, we're not going to differ upon that. It's the most beautiful thing ever. But worshiping only benefits you. It doesn't benefit those around you. So if you're reading the Quran or you're doing your Sunan Taraweeh, whatever it is, it's something that's benefiting you. You have to look, you have to look around those who are around you, your family, your parents, your siblings, your children, your spouse, whatever it is, and you have to work on these relations. So it's not just with you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but with you and the ibad, those who are around you. Try to fix these relationships. Try to work on that. If you have parents, go to them and talk to them. Your parents being alive is the biggest blessing ever. Growing up, being a teenager, I know how it is. You want to go in your room, close the door, you're on the phone, because your friends, they're the best thing ever, aren't they? Which is true. May Allah Rabbi bless you all with wonderful friends. But believe me, nobody in this world loves you like your parents. Go out of your room and talk to your mom, talk to your dad. Ask them, how was your day? Help them. Make it part of your your goal this month, inshallah, to help your parents. They invest in us so much, and we, subhanAllah, kind of like put them on the side and don't really think about it till later on in life when we ourselves are parents and we wish we could go back in time and have them and help them and you know, do everything we can to, you know, to kind of pay back everything they've done for us growing up. So go out and talk to your parents. See what your mom needs. If she needs help in the kitchen, help her. Don't say, oh, I'm going to go pray Tarawih. You have to prioritize. Yes, you want to worship, but remember they're also helping your mom or your dad with whatever it is, or somebody who's in need, or asking about your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, or helping your sibling. That is also a form of worship. So don't just do what's left to your heart, but do what's also going to help those around you and still give you those good deeds, inshallah. Stay focused. Write your goal. Put it somewhere where you can see it. Don't put something that's too hard to achieve, and be a person of service for those around you. Inshallah, Ya Rabbi, you have a very blessed month, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your fasting, your salah, and everything, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.